exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature brings into view the trials of the Dakota warriors. Immediately following the Dakota War of 1862, the soldiers rounded up approximately 2,000 Dakota people and took them to Camp Release. The speedy manner in which the trials were conducted has long been a sore point among the Dakota people. Following the trials, 303 Dakota men were convicted of murder and rape and sentenced to death. Bob Sandine is the research coordinator at the Nicolet County Historical Society in St. Peter, Minnesota.
If you consider that some of the trials lasted only a matter of a few minutes, very hard to consider that a valid trial by today's standards.
Dr. Gwen Westerman is a professor of English at Minnesota State University in Mankato.
Some of the men were convicted on the, quote, eyewitness, unquote, testimony of young boys and children. And even the handwritten list, the list of those to be hanged, we know that there were men who were hanged by mistake and men who were innocent.
The trial records were sent to Abraham Lincoln. After looking at the meager records and lack of proof, Lincoln decided to pardon most of the men. However, 38 were hung at a mass execution in Mankato, Minnesota on December 26, 1862. Ben Leonard is the director of the Treaty Center at Travis de Sioux in St. Peter, Minnesota.
No, and you couldn't tell from the trial transcripts, many of which are a couple of sentences long. You know, you had trials lasting less than 5 minutes. So it was very difficult to pick out who was guilty, who didn't participate. If they were guilty, did they participate in a pitched battle? And if so, how can you punish someone for civilian crimes in a war? And I think those are some of the same issues that we struggle with today. We still have people in prison in Cuba, and we don't have a good sense of what should happen to them.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee, and the writer, Jamie Lee.